This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition here on the podcast. And we joined once again by Kelly Fua. Kelly, welcome back onto the podcast. It's good to have you on.
Hi, nutrition, my favorite subject.
Yeah, I want to find out about this because you mentioned in that first Ironman, in our first chat, when you were hoping for a Kona qualification, I think your exact words were the wheels came off on the run and it was all down to nutrition. Tell me what happened.
Yeah, I think I ate too much on the bike and I didn't, I was on a mission, I think. I might have overcooked the bike a little bit as well. So I sort of had, you know, really pushing quite hard. And so what I was eating was not really kind of being absorbed very well because, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of blood flowing to my gut at that point. And so when I came off the bike, it was all just sort of sloshing around in there. It just felt terrible. So since then I've backed off on the volume of food. I definitely go for, gels rather than solid food on the bike now. Dial back the intensity just a tiny bit as well. Not drink too much either. That may sound a little bit counterintuitive, but, I used to put a lot of my nutrition in my bottles. And so then, you know, regardless of the weather, I was forced to drink in order to gain the calories. Whereas, you know, I felt like that kind of forces you to drink more than you would instinctively want to drink. And so I have gels now instead.
Kelly, do you feel like you've got your nutrition strategy for race day dialed in, that it's now sorted and you know exactly what you're doing?
Yes. Yeah. Much better. My first couple of Ironmans, were pretty sketchy. The first one was not so great. The second one was fine. Kona was terrible that first year at Kona. But since then I feel like things have improved. I've made a few little changes. So more sodium, less solid food, less volume of liquid, not trying to take on quite so many calories as well. I dialed that back a little bit as well. So my gut is actually processing what I put in it rather than, you know, putting too much in and it just sits there.
So. Are you one of those people who sort of times it by the watch on race day, that you know every 15 minutes or every half an hour you need to do X, Y, and Z, or do you play it by ear?
No, I try on the bike. On the bike, I'm more disciplined. I'll get it in every half an hour. I'll usually take a gel every half an hour. And I am a little bit, you know, it comes down to how my tummy's feeling on the day and how hot it is and what I can feel like I can get in and get away with. But because I feel, you know, when I get out on the run, if my guts are saying no, there's no point in trying to force it in there because it just doesn't work. So the key time to get my nutrition in for me is on the bike.
Okay. And as far as day-to-day nutrition, is there anything particular that you do? Are you tell me about your approach to sort of day-to-day nutrition.
Yeah, so I have a family, and I think a very big part of my family life is cooking and sitting down to a family meal most evenings. And, you know, I try to pass on my knowledge of cooking and nutrition to my family in that way. And so I cook and my kids help a lot. Vegetable dense, light on the meat, kinds of foods, and a big variety as well. So, I eat, it sounds silly. I eat a very balanced diet, but, I'm very, very conscious of sitting down and cooking and preparing meals. So, not just for myself, but just so that it rubs off on my family.
And a tough question, but does weight, body weight ever play, come into the equation, sort of getting down to a specific weight for race day for you?
I worry about those things occasionally, but somehow that last block of training, usually with the kind of the more high intense stuff, when I'm getting, conditioning, if I'm carrying any weight, it just falls off at that point. I can't, I don't know how it happens. It's magic. But I try to fuel, on training days. If I've, I've got a big training day today and I could possibly get away with, doing a long run without having to take anything on that long run. But you know that, if you've got a long bike the next day, that you'll suffer for it if you don't fuel up right. Yep. Today. So, I don't worry about weight. Maybe I should, but I don't. I feel like I've got a healthy, and effective, body shape for what I do. So, I eat healthily and I know during winter I put on a few pounds, but I don't stress about it because I know it's going to come off, when the training picks up.
Well, Kelly, it's been great catching up. I've thoroughly enjoyed our chat and I want to wish you all the best going forward, and we look forward to following your progress and hopefully more qualifications for the Big Island and more podiums and hopefully a top step in the future.
Yes, fingers crossed there. Thank you so much for listening to my story, Brad. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.